I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. Let's head now to the Santa Monica Farmers Market, where spring keeps on giving. Jillian Ferguson is there now with her weekly report.
This is Jillian Ferguson with the Market Report. When we talk about seasonal produce here on the Farmers Market Report, sometimes that means that we're talking about an item that can only be in the market for a few weeks before it's gone. And one of those hyper-seasonal, short-lived ingredients in California is the green almond. Here to tell us all about these fuzzy fruits is Justin Siemens of Fat Uncle Farms. Hi.
Hi, thanks, Jillian.
Well, great to see you. So I just call these a fruit, but I realize that might be a misnomer. What exactly botanically is going on with these green almonds?
Technically, they're a drupe. They're closely related to apricots and peaches in that they will develop the pit. But with almonds, the kernel or seed is what the part we eat instead of the actual, you know, with the peach or almond, you would think the fruit is the flesh. But on the almond, that dries out and we take it off.
That makes a lot of sense because to the untrained eye, these look almost more like unripe little peaches than they do almonds.
That's right. They're really, really similar to unripe peaches and apricots, and similar flavor profile also. Bitter, kind of tart, crunchy. Yeah.
They're sort of the soft green sage color. They are fuzzy on the outside. At this point, when they're pretty young, can you eat the whole thing?
Yeah, that's right. At the beginning of the green almond season, you can eat the whole thing. And over the next couple weeks, they'll start to develop and dry out. And at a certain point, you won't be able to eat the whole thing, but you can still crack it open and eat the kernel.
And you mentioned that they're tart. Kind of describe the experience of eating these.
So one thing that I've noticed is a lot of different people from primarily the Mediterranean region consider it a delicacy, and they'll eat it in different ways. And so if you just eat the whole thing, it's very crunchy, very tart. And some people will crack it open and just eat the kernel at this point. And that's completely different. It's not tart at all. It's very soft. And it's almost, I've had it described like a cucumber or a grape.
Yeah, the texture of the immature almond inside is so interesting. It's almost jelly-like.
Yeah, that's right. It's really totally different almond experience, and it's really good. I had one customer tell me he likes to pop them open and put the kernels in green tea, almost like a boba tea.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I've also heard of people putting them on ice cream or even putting them in jams too.
Yeah, those are all really popular. At this point where they're still edible, some chefs will blanch them and then pickle them or slice them into salads. I've had people tell me they like to slice them on and roast fish with it or chicken.
So as the season progresses, what happens to this outer sort of fruit around the almond?
So similar to a peach or an apricot, the outer part of the peach or apricot is the fruiting part. On an almond, that's going to separate and dry out into what we call the husk. And it gets like leathery almost and pretty hard. And that will fall off typically, or, you know, when we actually harvest in late July, early August for the regular almonds, then those get removed at the hull or sheller.
Justin, how has harvesting the green almonds actually changed your farming practices?
So harvesting the green almonds is, it's hand harvested, and we actually can only harvest the lower parts of the trees because we're doing it by hand. And so we've started to trim some of the trees specifically for green almond harvesting, and that allows us to interplant a lot more varieties of plants inside because there's less coverage from the trees. The trees are shorter, so we can plant a lot more in between there. And it's great for, you know, the biodiversity of our orchard and for, you know, keeping the land more productive. It's really good for the soil. So yeah, it's made a big difference in those kinds of operations. And we haven't done that to the whole orchard. Right now we've just started on kind of a test plot on one side, but we're hoping to expand that even more and do more green almonds in the future.
So fascinating. Well, how much longer can we enjoy the green almonds this season?
I would say probably another 3 to 4 weeks, you know, maybe 2 weeks where they're soft and then a couple more weeks after that. But we're going to keep bringing them until people don't want it because there's so many people who enjoy it in different ways. So we want to be able to bring it for them.
So awesome. Thank you so much, Justin.
Thank you.
That was Justin Siemens of Fat Uncle Farms. You can find his certified organic green almonds, as well as his regular almonds, every week at the Wednesday Santa Monica Farmers Market, the Saturday Santa Barbara Farmers Market, and the Sunday Hollywood Market. As Justin just said, green almonds are well known across the Mediterranean and specifically in the Persian community, where they're prepared in a number of different ways. And I'm so very happy that chefs Cody Ma and Misha Cesar of the Iranian restaurant Azizam in Silver Lake agreed to come share some inspiration on how to enjoy them. Hello, you two.
Hi.
Hi, so happy to be here.
Thanks for coming all this way. So did either of you grow up with green almonds in your household in the springtime?
We both did, actually.
It was always such a treat because I grew up in Nebraska, so it wasn't something that we always had available. But there was a specialty store that my mom would go to, and she would always be like, if you can get this for us, please let me know. And so whenever it was like, you knew it was the height of spring when you would come home, and like on the coffee table, there was just this like little bowl of the green almonds. And I was like, oh, it's like finally springtime.
And how would your mom prepare them?
It's very simple. You know, usually it's just as is with a little bit of salt. Sometimes you'd squeeze a little bit of lemon juice, crack them, and like really delicious, like just raw.
And what about you, Misha?
Basically the same. My dad would be super excited to have both the green almonds and then goje, which is the green gauge plums, which are the mark of springtime. We would eat them with salt or just by themselves. They have that like fuzzy outside texture, and the interior is like really jello-y, super like crisp, a little bitter, and really green. Yeah.
So is it eaten sort of as a snack with a tea or something?
Yeah, it's a snack time thing, you know, usually in the afternoon, just something like a little bit refreshing, especially after school, really enjoyable with tea or like various other like fruits and like, you know, vegetables like Persian cucumbers.
And when you say eaten with salt, would you just have like a little bowl of salt next to them and you dip it in?
Yes. Yeah, so the move would be like your first bite you would take, and then you would dip it in salt afterwards, and then you just keep doing that throughout the process. And then the same thing too, there would be like slices of lemon or lime if you want to add a little bit more acidity, even though it is quite tart, but Persians just love that like brightness to everything, so it really adds that extra flavor to it.
That's so awesome. So I've read a bunch of different ways to use them online. Some people will maybe brine them, pickle them. I've heard about some different stews. Have you guys experimented at all?
My grandma has made the stew before. It's not something that we usually would do just because we didn't have a lot of it available. So it was like, just enjoy it. It's like the peak freshness. But you can braise it in a stew. It still retains some of its crunchiness. But usually the stew is like with mint, parsley, a lot of like lemon juice, and then like lamb or like beef. And it was also very delicious as well.
So you're about a month into your brick and mortar at Azizam in Silver Lake. Do you think we'll see any of these show up on the menu before the season leaves?
Maybe not this year, just because we're still dialing things in. But I mean, the whole thing with Azizam is we really want to highlight the seasonality of Iranian cuisine. It's really important to showcase that just beyond, you know, the normal stews that you might find at most places. So hopefully, you know, maybe next year we could do something with it. But for now, we're just going to enjoy it as much as we can at home.
Can you give us a little sneak peek of what's on the menu that you're excited about right now?
We're actually testing out tahin, which is golden crispy rice cakes. Those are really delicious. We're probably going to pair it with a seasonal stew. We haven't decided which one we're going to do yet. We're also really excited for spinach right now, too. So we're probably going to put on our spinach yogurt dip as a borani, which we're really excited about, too.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That was Cody Ma and Misha Cesar, partners behind the Iranian restaurant Azizam in Silver Lake. They are open for lunch and dinner Thursday through Sunday. And on Mondays, they're open for dinner only. For The Market Report, I'm Jillian Ferguson.
If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laurel Garcia, and Elena Shatkin, and to our engineers, Hope Brush and Sue Margulies, and a special thanks to Laura Kondarajan and Gary Masiha. I'm Evan Kleiman. I'm going to say it one more time. Whether you're a baker or an eater, mark your calendar for April 28th and go to kcrw.com/pie to enter or to RSVP for this year's Pie Fest and contest. I'll meet you back here next week for another episode of Good Food.